Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you have a great day. I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. It's a sacrifice God asks of us, which is phenomenal considering what they used to have to do. But I don't have a lot to say today. I was reading, just so much going on, but I was reading and I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for the position He's put me in. I'm thankful for the people He's surrounded me with. I'm thankful for the people I work with, even if there are huge mistakes. I'm just thankful for the life that God's provided me. And to be able to work towards having that true and personal relationship with God, where you heed from God, where you talk to God and His Son, Christ Jesus, those are two separate things. You know, it takes time and it takes getting to know the Word. And when I was growing up, I was always taught that Ephesians, if you want to kind of go into Ephesians and see your position and see who you are, this is where you go. And I wanted to start with Ephesians chapter 1 today. I'm going to jump around just a little bit. But if you go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, you always have to see where is the book written to or who's it written to. It's written to you, to the faithful. Verse 2, grace, which is God's favor and God's goodwill, be to you and peace, which is that state of undeserved well-being, and it's out from the original source of God our Father and the Lord Christ Jesus, or the Lord Jesus Christ. God ultimately supplies, but it was Christ Jesus that died for us. Therefore, we have it. You have grace, you have good favor and love, you have good favor and goodwill towards God, and you also have the state of peace, and it comes from the original source is God. Now, God is spirit. Don't forget that. You're not going to get this peace from things. It's God. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, having blessed us with every spiritual blessing remaining within the heavenlies in Christ. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed with all the spiritual blessings right then, right now, not later, not based on your acts. These are the verses you got to understand. You have it right now. It's just accessing it by believing, by having faith. Verse 4, according, even as He hath chosen us in Him, this is in Christ Jesus, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him or in His sight in love. Do you consider yourself holy and without blame in the sight of God? I'm guessing not, unless you have renewed and renovated and changed your mind to believe what God tells you about yourself. You are clean in God's eyes. You do not have blemish. You are pure in God's eyes. You are righteous, and that's upright. Verse 5, having predestinated us or predetermined us to be the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. In the Jewish culture, if you were adopted, you had higher citizenry or higher rights than a real child because you couldn't be sold. You cannot be sold. You are an adopted son of God. Therefore, you are always in the position that God placed you in. You're not getting sold out. God's not going to sell you out, especially by your works, because Christ died for those. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption, and the dividing line is His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. God engraced us to Himself by Christ Jesus. That's the significance of Christ, that you can stand there without blemish, and it's a graceful thing that God did that. I mean, if you think about it in your own life, do you give grace to people that cross you? I don't necessarily. I have to renew my mind constantly to change it, to not be angry. You've been chosen with all spiritual blessings. I want to finish up over here. If you go to verse 17, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge, and this is being acquainted with him. He is giving you the spirit of understanding and revelation and unveiling so that you can have a true and personal relationship with him. That's what he's giving you. By the Holy Spirit, the power from on high that's in you. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. And that's understanding or having a moral understanding. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance to the saints. He does all this so that you can know what is your inheritance. And finally, verse 19, and what is the surpassing or exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. He wants you to experience the power that he's given to you. But you got to believe that you have it. You have to change your mind, renovate your mind, know who you are, understand the gifts that God's given you. And to know that he gave us the word of the reconciliation, and that is the word that's connected to the inner thoughts. He placed in you the inner thoughts of the reconnection. That's why you can see truth. You have the truth in all things, but you got to renew and renovate your mind to what the word says. And you got to start believing this stuff and putting it into your heart, because what you think about makes you you. You don't want to be an anxious ball. You want to be a chosen, adopted son, standing in the righteousness which God made you that cannot be taken away. Stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. Stand in the freedom, the liberty he's given you, and be thankful for the moment. And all he asks is that he thanks us, or that we thank him. Thank him. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ, and you thank him during it. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on today. I thank you for the moments of my life. I pray for our country that you continually just bless it and bless the people therein. I thank you for each and every person again that I work with, and that this business can continue to grow and build. I look forward to summer. Please bring summer quicker, even though we're going to miss a little time because this snow is starting to get to me. And I just thank you again for just the love that you provide and provided to us, and that your son died for us, that we can live this way. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.